landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JB, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Today, we're going to dive into why have you not made it yet? There's three reasons, I think, and I really thoughtfully thought this out. Yesterday, we talked about there's only one you. So when you figure out who you are, you're going to make it. I promise you. But I believe there's three things, and there's probably more things, but these are three things that I've identified for myself that was holding me back from being who I'm meant to be: financial freedom, spiritual freedom, and living the life of my dreams. Number one was you're held back by the past. Number two, this was for a lot of you, you're actually not even putting in the work. You think you are, but you're in one foot, you're half out one foot, you got a plan B all the time, you post on social that you're putting in the work, but you're really not putting in the work because what started in darkness always comes to light. Or lastly, one of the biggest ones is belief. Or it could be all three. You're being held back by the past, you're not putting in the work, and you don't believe in yourself. So let's first start with past, okay? What is the past? The past is used for depression. Our soul is moving through experiences, and the devil trapped us in time. So if the devil can keep you trapped in time-based reality of the past, of the things that happened to you that you can't go backwards and fix, you can only fix the present moment. But if the devil, whatever you want to call it, can keep you trapped in a time-based reality and constantly bringing up the past, well, you did this, or I did this, or this happened to me, you are stuck in a vicious loop that is affecting the present moment, that's never going to get you to where you need to go, and you won't make it because you're held back by the past. Number two is you're not putting in the work. Simply, you're not putting in the work. You're trying to justify to yourself that you're putting in the work, you know, you're doing the things you need to do, you're posting once a week. That's not going to work. You have to put in the work. And number three is your belief. Do you really truly believe that it's possible for you? Because nobody else is going to believe for you. Nobody else is going to do it for you, and nobody else is going to rewire the past for you. So the first step is really, 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 really going into the deep root of what is holding you back. Is it people, places, things, environment? And then once you understand what's holding you back, the why, deep in order, you need to unroot that and rewire the subconscious mind, knowing that it's possible, that you can, you will, you must, you will never give up. And then from there, you need to start actually putting in the work, believing that it's possible, having the faith and knowing that it's possible, a belief that is so deep that you can feel, connect, and embody the actual creation of it. Like, you know it's going to happen. And then you start to believe that everything being presented to you, good, bad, or indifferent, isn't some evil force out there trying to stop you. It's you against you. It's the things that you need to master, the darkness that you need to master back to light. So first, you have to unwire that subconscious mind programming of the people, places, things, environments that created that lack of belief system. And you need to unwire it, get down to the why, get to the origin, unroot that origin, change those affirmations, develop a belief system. Like an oak tree, those roots are so deep in the ground, you cannot be shaked. And then you actually have to put the work in. I mean work. You have to put in the work. You have to make sure that the work that you're doing is in alignment with the feeling and vibration and frequency that you want to create. We can't be in one day, out one day. And I'm not talking about not resting, but when you really know who you are, when you've released the past, you come back into presence and you have a belief that it is possible for you and you are putting in the work, it's going to feel like your soul is moving through time so fast. You're no longer going to be stuck in a time-based reality because now your soul is moving through experiences and that's what it's meant to do. So you have to develop a belief system that it's possible. And you have to go deep into that subconscious mind and unwire the reason why you don't believe in yourself. And then once you do all that, you got to get to work, family. You have to get to work. Faith without works is absolutely foolish. Okay, so on Monday, we talked about there's only one you. And it's amazing. There is only one you, one fingerprint, one DNA that is like you. That's it. So stop trying to be like anybody else. There is a beautiful life meant for you. And then once you realize that, then you come into the fact, you're like, okay, what happened? People, places, things, environment, what's holding me back? What is stopping me from believing in myself? Then once we unwire that, we get back into present moment, we connect to the feeling and frequency that it's possible and connect to that environment. And then we put in the work. Then we go all in, balls to the wall, gas pedal to the metal, all in on your goal, and you start to enjoy the process. Because I'll tell you what, when you start to understand who you are and you realize there's only one you and you release the past and you come back into a belief system knowing that everything is possible, all possibilities exist, your work starts to become fun. And you get out of that time-based reality, that trap, that cyclic trap that has you looking at, is it going to be the weekend? When's my next vacation? And your soul starts moving through time so fast and you won't know where the time went. Because time flies when what? When you're having fun. So it's time to have fun. It's time to step up. It's time to step out. It's time to have faith and live the life that you've always wanted. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Let's go. Love you guys.